This is very tricky but straightforward. The Laplace transform of our periodic function is, of course, the integral from 0 to infinity of e to the negative st f of t. If we separate that out into the two integrals, integrand being the same, 0 to p and p to infinity, you see where that's true because of the property of integration. Well, if we let t equal u plus p, then our integral from t equals p to t equals infinity of e to the negative st f of t dt could be rewritten as u going from 0 to infinity e to the negative s times u plus p times f of quantity u plus p du. Keep in mind, if t was going from p to infinity, then u is equal to t minus p and would then go from 0 to infinity. Since it doesn't matter, that there's no difference between f of u plus p and f of u, and since e to the negative sp is a constant, we can factor that out and then replace f of u plus p by f of u. And then, since our variable of integration doesn't matter if we use u or if we use t, I'll change that back to our e to the negative st times f of t dt as the integrand. So now, if I wanted to solve for that, that is to say, integral from 0 to infinity e to the negative st f of t dt, I have that on both sides of the equation. So if I subtracted e to the negative sp times the integral representing the Laplace transform from both sides, and then factored out that very integral, and divided both sides by 1 minus e to the negative sp, I would then have the fact that the integral from e to the, or from the integral from 0 to infinity of e to the negative st f of t dt, which is in fact the Laplace transform of f of t, our periodic function, is 1 divided by the quantity 1 minus e to the negative sp times the integral from 0 to p of e to the negative st f of t dt just by solving the equation.